This is Congressman Bob Dole with my weekly radio report from Washington. First of all, I wish to thank this station again for carrying my weekly program as a public service broadcast. And secondly, wish to invite from those who may be listening your comments and your suggestions and, of course, your criticisms. Let me say, first of all, that on last Tuesday, our wheat subcommittee met. At that time, in fact, following the meeting, the chairman announced that there seemed to be little interest in wheat legislation at this time. Now, I was present at that meeting, and of course, the announcement by the chairman does not foreclose future action by our subcommittee. I might point out again for those listeners who may have missed the program 2 or 3 weeks ago that there are 13 members on our wheat subcommittee. There are 8 Democrat members and 5 Republican members. And I think it's well to point out that the 8 Democrat members represent states who have wheat allotments, a total wheat allotment of around 10 million acres, while the 5 Republican members represent states having wheat allotments of around 26 million acres. So you can see that the minority party by far represents the great majority of the wheat-producing area. And therefore, I feel it is highly significant that the Republicans did on May 23rd, in fact, 20 Republicans in the House, introduced legislation calling for a voluntary program for wheat and feed grains. I think there is considerable interest. We have had in our own office, in one district, about 400 letters concerning wheat legislation. Certainly, the farmer doesn't spell out in every detail just what program he wants. But to me, the fact that the farmer takes time to write, to express his views, and to state that he voted for or against the in the wheat referendum is to me a matter of interest, because in nearly every letter, the farmer feels that we need some type of program. And the one overriding feature of our mail so far is that this program should be a voluntary program. And this is what we said prior to May 21st, and this is what I say now. At any rate, of the 20 Republican members who introduced legislation on May 23 of this year calling for a voluntary program, there were 19 of us who sent a letter to President Kennedy. The 20th member was Congressman Jalmer Nygaard, who passed away about 1 month ago, asking the president to get together with us in a real, concerted, bipartisan effort to enact wheat legislation now. Because, as the farmers know in our area, we're winter wheat country and we must have legislation now or it'll do us no good at all. I think, frankly, and I think we should tell the farmer this, the chances are very dim, unless at some last moment there should be some agreement between those members of Congress representing wheat areas and those members of Congress representing cotton areas and other agricultural areas in working out some compromise program. Right now, the big interest in Congress is civil rights and also the Test Ban Treaty. There seems to be a great stampede on the Senate side to get on the bandwagon in favor of ratification of the Test Ban Treaty. And certainly, this is something that is very desirable. Nobody wants the horrors of war, and certainly the mothers and children and any potential victim sees this as a possibility, as a step forward, as the president has said. But let me state again that we should reflect clearly. We should have the facts. I think at least some of the senators should read the treaty before they start jumping on the bandwagon, because this is a very important issue. And certainly it's something that has international significance. And the mere fact that we're trying to give it the Madison Avenue sales job may not mean that it may not be some areas that should be clarified. There's some question now whether where Russia can abrogate the treaty, in other words, declare it void immediately. It might take for us to do the same thing, action by both the House and the Senate. And we should consider every possibility so that, in any event, the Russians will not gain an advantage. And then after we've heard all the evidence and after the senators have reached their conclusions, then, of course, it's up to them to decide whether the Test Ban Treaty is in the best interest of our country. Not today, not next year, but for this generation, the next generation. And this is all that we ask, is that they do carefully consider it, and I'm certain that nearly every senator will. I see that our time is up. There's some preparation going on for the march on August 28th. Certainly we'll be open as usual. We plan no different attitude in our office. It's open to everyone from our district or anyone else. However, we do give preferential treatment to those from our district. Again, this is Congressman Bob Dole, and give me your comments and suggestions and your criticisms by writing House Office Building, Washington 25, D.C. Thanks for listening.